On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes,
we're going to cover cigars from Fermín Pérez.
It's Fermín Pérez, I believe.
Fermín, maybe? I don't know. Anyway,
here's our lineup for today from Fermín Pérez. We're going to cover the Royal Habano, the classic Connecticut Toro, and there's another size that are Busto. There is the Bold Maduro and the classic Habano. And Esmeralda is going to fill out our lineup today.
Now, is that the pink or the red one?
It's the one before the big ball.
Oh.
Yes. But it matches my shoes.
That's right.
Rather than releasing dozens of lines, the brand keeps the offerings focused, allowing each blend to be developed with clear personality.
We'll be right back after this break.
Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Hey man, got a light? It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to this Smokes episode where everything good in life is worth discussing.
Oh my gosh, he has nailed it again.
I'm doing it. I'm two for two today, fellas.
Yes.
To my left is good old boy Mike on the ones and twos.
Yes, I'm here again. I am channeling my inner Benjamin today, so y'all get along here.
That's right.
We're going to talk about smokes and cigars.
Good old boy Benjamin's out sick. He's caught the flu. Miss him. Miss you, buddy. Good old boy Rich.
I'm here. Glad to be here, Coach.
And back up at bat is good old boy Robert.
Woohoo! I can do it.
Yeah, we're going to see how much you can read today, boy.
You can do it.
Our smoke segments are all about cigars and, well, everything that's smoked.
I just want to let you know I'm betting against you, Robert.
That's fine.
Smart bet.
And for this episode, we're going to cover cigars from Fermín Pérez.
It's Fermín Pérez, I believe.
Fermín, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, Mike's here today, going to give us the lineup. What do we got?
Here's our lineup for today from Fermín Pérez. We're going to cover the Royal Habano, the classic Connecticut Toro, and there's another size that are Busto. There is the Bold Maduro and the classic Habano. And Esmeralda is going to fill out our lineup today.
Now, is that the pink or the red one?
It's the one before the big ball.
Oh.
Yes. But it matches my shoes.
That's right. Well, we're gonna
go over these cigars and give our most respected opinions, other than Barker. And we'll be rating these cigars with our Sips, Suds, and Smokes ratings from 1 to 5, with 5 being the best, plus our signature sounds. And here's one of those examples tonight. Let's see.
The toilet.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go with number 4, which is how much you want for them.
Magnificent.
Now, if you are a cigar newbie, or maybe just a byproduct of the Alabama education system.
Ooh. How many fingers I got up today?
Well, how many got left?
That's all right.
Fret not. We got you covered on our Cigar 101 episode, where all of this cigar speak will be decoded.
Puff in, puff out.
That's right. Just search for Sip Suds Cigars 101, and that episode called Smell My Foot should pop right on up. And just follow the link in our show notes.
I would say to refrain from using the term smell my foot and pop up with zero warning.
Uh-huh.
Let's keep this conversation civil inside this double wide trailer, please.
Hey, it's a magnificent double wide.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Well, we had a chance to smoke all these cigars in advance, and most of us are going off the notes we recorded at some time. Unlike some other individuals that I'm staring at. Hello. They're using the Barger dartboard methodology, one, two, and toss, where we might recall some of the information and proportional to the dosage flowing through our system at that particular moment.
Yeah. Good job. Well, we're running on empty today.
Yeah.
Right on.
That's for sure. Robert, why don't you tell us a little bit about Fermín Pérez?
Right on. I get to read the background on Fermín Pérez because I can handle all the big words. Big Place words. Your bets on that one.
I'll take 5-1.
At least I can fake it. Fermín Pérez Premium Cigars represents a modern boutique approach. You got me. Portfolios.
Bingo.
Thank you. Big word. Bingo card. Carefully blend identity and strong focus to construction quality. Rather than releasing dozens of lines, the brand keeps the offerings focused, allowing each blend to be developed with clear personality. Beyond the blends themselves, Fermín Pérez maintains a hands-on approach to cigar making. He operates his own factory in Esteli, Nicaragua, where his cigars are produced under close supervision using carefully selected tobaccos. Fermín Pérez is also known for hosting educational cigar events, where he personally teaches attendees about cigar construction.
You ain't puffing hard enough.
Tobacco selection.
You smoking it too fast.
That's what calls it canoeing. That's
right. And the leaves he uses to blend. Offering a behind-the-scenes look at many boutique brands never provide.
Well, I definitely didn't know that about him. But across this lineup, Fermín Pérez cigars share a few defining traits. Now, this is from them, not us.
Welcome to the marketing meeting.
There's clean, consistent draws, balanced strength without harsh edges, flavor transitions that evolve rather than peak early, blends designed for real smoking moments, not just first impressions. This makes the brand especially appealing to smokers who value repeatability. These are cigars you can confidently return to knowing that the experience will remain steady and enjoyable. And it says they've been pulling down some lofty accolades like the Cigar of the Year from like three Bubbas on the corner.
Yeah, I know those
And they
guys.
Bring us to our first cigar in the lineup, which I don't think I found any of these things in.
Well.
All right. Well, Rich, tell me about it.
Okay. So the first one I'm going to go over is the Royal Box Pressed Habano.
Also, that music was quite tasty.
Yeah. It's kind of makes
good choice.
It's good marimba music, you know.
So this is for fans of box press cigars. Royal Box Press Habano delivers structure, elegance, and balanced strength. The box press format concentrates flavor while offering an excellent draw, making it a favorite among smokers who appreciate refined presentation and classic Habano character. The wrapper is an Ecuadorian Habano. The binder is also Habano. Filler is a Nicaraguan Jalapa, Esteli, and Pueblo Nuevo. Best for box press enthusiasts, medium body preferences, classic style.
I just wonder how somebody walks up and introduces themselves and says, you know what? I'm a box press enthusiast.
Yeah.
I mean, these are people that I wouldn't trust to go through a Wendy's drive-in, you know, correctly.
Yeah.
I will say this is the blue box.
Makes sense, right?
I will say their cigar bands are very confusing. First off the rip, because they don't put what the cigar is on their bands.
Yeah, and if you're colorblind,
you're out of luck.
You're
SOL. SOL. That's for sure.
So this was a medium body, smooth. I found
that scenario wasn't at the market. Actually, yeah. I mean, seriously, they were going for, you know, to see who could, you know, be a box press enthusiast. Not that they're colorblind. Well,
that's right.
So this one's marketed as being like royalty, smoking with royalty. So if you're sitting in royal court, this is what you would smoke. But actually, this is probably going to be my favorite. Of the line.
I would agree.
I'll say it's my second favorite.
Okay, you can say that. I'm not gonna stop you.
I just did. You can't stop me, Rich.
I like this cigar. I actually smoked the whole thing.
Wow. Ooh.
Yes. Yeah, pretty amazing.
Okay.
Even in the ice storm, I smoked the whole thing.
Okay.
It was really smooth. It had an excellent draw. It had an excellent construction. I thought that it was box pressed well. You know, sometimes you get a box pressed and
what does box press with a slight overtone of propane actually taste like?
Well, how well, much my time life?
No, wait. So you're in the tent. You have the propane heater going. Do you actually light the cigar off the propane heater?
You should.
Well, yeah. If I have to.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I light the propane heater off the cigar.
There you go.
There you go. There you go.
That was good.
What did you think about it real quick?
This cigar gave me hope. It was the second one I smoked in the lineup. Okay. And it kind of gave me some hope that it was going to be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be right back with our rating for the Fairman Perez Royal Box Press Habano.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, welcome back from commercials. We're Sip Suds and Smokes, the Smokes Edition. We're going over the Fairman Perez Royal Box Pressed Habano. And Robert here was telling me a little bit about what he thinks about it. And I'm going to give you what I think about it.
Why don't you give us what you
I'm
think
gonna
about
I'm going to tell
it.
You a little bit about what I think, okay?
Tell me what you think, okay? Carter.
Don't hold back.
This was my second favorite in the lineup, which out of the lineup that we smoked, I only liked two of them. So it was the runner-up for me. I do think it was a well-constructed box pressed. I smoked it this morning with a cup of coffee, and I finished it. So that's good. It had little hints of spice, that little bit of Habano that I like that comes through in that wrapper. Okay, if you can get that subtlety of that little bit of white pepper on those Habano wrappers. You're on to something.
And it's not overpowering, and that's what I like to
have. And you're on to something. But overall, I think that the construction was well on it, and it didn't break apart, didn't have any burn issues.
Did you feel like royalty smoking
it? I did not.
Were you sitting on your throne?
I was in my underwear.
Okay.
Well. I actually dubbed this the working man's...
The working man's...
Habano.
Okay.
Yeah, Habano. Yeah.
I think, you know, every time that somebody says, I have a Nicaraguan Habano, my radar just goes on like full alert.
Yeah.
Because the common problem is it's just not in balance, you know. And when you had, you know, true, you know, Cuban seed on Cuban soil rolled in Cuban factories, I don't know, there's just... even using the same descriptor, I think, is just wrong.
It ain't right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think when you're charging into this and somebody uses that, you know, product, it's like, okay, why is this a spice bomb?
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, right, right.
Exactly.
Right. Well, what do you guys think about a rating? Huh. We're going to give it a 4.
Yep.
Magnificent.
And good old boy Mike here is going to tell us about the Classic Connecticut.
The Fairman Perez Classic Connecticut. We have two different versions to cover with you today. One is a Toro size and the other is Robusto. And I think Barger is convinced those are not the exact same sticks. So for smoother moments, Fairman Perez Classic Connecticut delivers a refined, approachable experience as opposed to non-approachable. known for its silky.
Semi-approachable?
That's right. You know, like, it's
boundaries,
like,
boundaries.
Yeah. You know,
back up.
Hey, man,
get
while,
the umbrella
we're,
out.
While we're in the humidor here, do you have some non-approachable cigars?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a rope in front of them.
Yeah, so it's a velvet rope.
It's like the squatty Black Maple Hill bottles. Right. Where do you keep those?
And yeah, correct. And hand lettering, non-approachable. Get out. Known for its silky texture and balanced profile, this blend has been featured in curated cigar club selections, an endorsement that highlights its wide appeal and dependable construction. This the Toro is 6x54 and the Toro Gordo is 6x60. This is a Bahama Mama.
That's what I was thinking.
Hang on a second.
What's the Margaritaville is happening?
The thing is, if I have background music for this, I'm going to say it's a Habano wrapper, Indonesian binder, Jalapa Esteli Pueblo Nueve fillers, medium. It is best for morning and early day smoking.
Like morning when someone dies or what?
Early day. And newer smokers and creamy profiles. It's like, do you put that on the back of your driver's license when you walk into the humidor going, dude, seriously,
no, I'm an early day smoker.
What exactly do you have to
lie for
that? This
is full on vanity plate.
Oh, here we go.
This is vanity plate is what this is.
But yeah,
I could not finish this cigar. I did not like this cigar at all. It just, the burn was wonky. The flavor was just not there.
Didn't get none of that nice vanilla.
I actually put it was musty, like
in a bad way.
Are you saying musty don't align with Connecticut?
Yeah, like not like your cousin Steve musty, like musty, like in like
your cousin Veronica musty.
Yeah, like we haven't been in this locker room since the '80s. You know,
like he's thinking French oak, and it's like more of a locker room oak.
That's right. That's right. What'd you think, Rich?
Yeah, I agree. I don't really have a lot of good things to say about it. I'm not sure. Indonesian binder. So I'm not real familiar with it.
I wish to register a complaint.
Is that me or is that you against me? Anyways.
He's always registering complaints.
Yeah, I know. He's
the lawyer in him.
I'm not a big Connecticut
sound like you were
smoker.
About to break into a brief argument there, you know, about Indonesian binders.
Yes.
Film at 11.
That's right.
We're here on our
do they exist?
Do they? Are right. they real? Are they
and
real?
Then after that, on the scroll, you'll just see Bigfoot
Indonesians
scene.
Down there in Esteli. Only hopping out of them primings, you know.
That's right. Bigfoot found in Nashville, you know.
Main Tong Wah.
Robert, what'd you think?
Well, okay, so what I wrote about it is I paired it with coffee for one.
Mistake number one.
On first light, I found it like a buttery citrus, which I do like in a Connecticut. But what I added to that is it did not last. Once I got past the first two or three draws, it got flavorless, like extremely flavorless. And the cigar just lost itself, like straight away.
That's what happened to me. When I lit it, it was just dusty. And then it just slowly just lost.
How do you lose a cigar? I have like a dude walking around with a couple of snipe rocks walking around going, here's snipes, where you are, cigar.
Yeah.
I'm a little lost.
That's it's right. The guy with a Q-tip in his ear that's walking around and forgot it's there.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Marty Feldman, you know, Igor, you know, is really coming out in me.
What do you guys think on a rating for this guy? We're going to give it a 2. Now, I get the pleasure of going over the Bold Maduro, but before I do that, something interesting happened with this whole review set up here. We got our first NDA that they tried to make us sign an NDA. Did you remember that?
Yes. Well, you know, as an attorney, I see NDAs like every day. So, but yes, I do remember this one coming along going, yeah, that doesn't belong.
Yeah, they were basically telling us, you can only talk good about these things. That doesn't make any sense.
That'd be a short episode.
That'd be a real short episode, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Bam. But that was the first in history for me for that. And I just thought it was interesting. However, though, they did send some cool swag, some couple ashtrays.
Wait, I sent my personal attorney response.
It was great.
To that. which was just a picture of me and a finger.
Yeah. And their response was perfect. It was like, okay, we'll send you cigars anyway. Like,
right. Well,
great. Love
Look,
it.
Look, how do you spell?
Yeah.
I can only teach people how to communicate effectively, you know, so many times.
That's right. That's right. But man, that was just interesting. I just had to call that out because in all the cigars that we've reviewed and all the manufacturers we've dealt with, this is the first for me.
Oh, it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
Especially yes. after this episode.
Yeah. That would be the cease and desist, right?
That'll cover a broad range of issues. Yeah.
Which will respond the same way with a picture of Mike.
Yeah.
Mike's finger.
Actually, I'm going to use both fingers.
That's right. That's right. And then America with a bald eagle flying in.
That is correct. Yes.
It's going to be great. Well, we'll be right back after these few announcements.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Well, we're back. We're going over the Fairman Perez Bold Maduro here. And they say, if your preference leans towards darker wrappers and richer profiles, Fairman Perez Bold Maduro is a natural starting point. The line is built around depth, offering fuller flavor, darker sweetness, and more robust presence without becoming overpowering. It's a great choice for evening smokes or for those who enjoy a cigar that feels sustainable but still controllable.
Hmm?
It's a 6x54 girth. It's a Nicaraguan origin, and the wrapper is San Andreas and Mexican. And it says, best for Maduro lovers, after dinner smoking, or seasoned Pilates.
Do we skip the rating on the Connecticuts? I think we did, didn't we?
No. We gave it a 2.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm sorry. I'm just over here not paying attention.
Well, we noticed.
Yeah.
Continue with the Maduros.
So you smoked this one today, Rich, right?
I did.
What'd you think?
I did not find anything about it to be a Maduro, honestly. First off, I didn't feel like any part of the cigar was said Maduro to me. It was not bold. I didn't enjoy it. What about you?
Well, I didn't. If you found a Maduro in it, let me know.
Yeah.
I did not like this cigar. I didn't think it was very bold, or I thought it was on the milder side of a Maduro.
It was.
I really waited for that spicy Maduro clean kind of cocoa-y, chocolatey flavor, and I never got it.
I wish to register a complaint.
I paired this one with hot beef jerky, a cherry limeade.
As opposed to cold beef jerky?
British hardcore. And lots of regret.
You know, I put my beef jerky in the microwave.
Like I like mine hot.
Sometimes
like
I just
really
sit
good
on
evening,
it.
You know.
Yeah. Sometimes like, I take my packet of beef jerky and sit on it so it gets the room.
What was for dessert? Well, a little bit of disappointment with a little bit of maple syrup.
Robert, what'd you think?
So, I've said many times I love San Andreas, and
not this time.
I would have rather had the spare tire wrapped in the San Andreas wrapper. But I actually called Barger on this. I go, how much do I have to smoke of this? And
I told him in good fashion, the whole thing.
See?
Yeah.
You called the wrong person.
If
you called me, I would have said, until you have an informed opinion. And you would have said, cool.
I actually got ammonia in like the second third of that cigar.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you put it in it?
I did.
Thought it would taste better.
Did you pair it with ammonia?
I was trying to drink it.
Was there some doubt about how Barger stored those sticks before giving them to you?
When I first lit it up, I thought this cigar needs to age a lot.
Paired it with.
And so when I got the ammonia, I thought, okay.
Was this hot or cold ammonia?
Over ice.
R21 or R31.
Yeah.
Formaldehyde. I paired it with formaldehyde.
Yeah, I did not enjoy the cigar at all.
So what are we gonna give it? We're gonna give it a 2. All right, so up next is the classic Habano, and we're gonna let Rich go over that one.
What?
I know it says Robert, but we're gonna let Rich do it because Robert's got the one after that.
Okay, classic Habano. The most versatile offering in the lineup, Classic Habano strikes a comfortable balance between smoothness and spice. This is the cigar many smokers gravitate toward as an everyday option. Flavorful enough to stay interesting, yet restrained enough to enjoy at any time of day. Habano wrapper, Indonesian binder, Nicaraguan filler from Jalapa, Esteli, and Pueblo Nuevo. Best for everyday rotation, classic cigar fans, balanced strength.
Where was it?
Where was it?
Yeah, that balanced strength that you were just talking about.
I have no idea.
I just have all these things playing through my head. This is the reason why I'd never get invited to marketing meetings, because I'm most versatile offering in the lineup. So what are you saying? We can smoke it from right to left instead of left to right?
Smoke it from the middle out. Did Count the Hat approve that message? You can smoke it here, there, anywhere? Yeah,
if I stand on my head and smoke this cigar, will it actually taste a lot better?
Can
no,
you smoke it in wasn't. A car?
And yet, how do you restrain a cigar? It's hang on a second. Let me use some duct tape on this bad boy.
That's right.
Well, one thing is confusing about this one was this was in the white box, right?
Yeah, the color coordination with this lineup was just not it.
Yeah, it was just kind of off. It's off-putting.
All the colors that you think this box would be, a Connecticut in a black box. What would you put in a black box? You should put a Maduro because it's a darker cigar, right?
Right.
Or what's the normal color of a Habano? Red.
Red.
Red, not blue.
Anyway.
That's just my color coordination. So
if you went to a Yale marketing meeting, they would probably kick your ass out.
Well, in today's color palettes with Michael,
we've done some group studies to show that if you use black as opposed to red boxes,
that's right,
you actually sell 0.003% more of the
fly in the wall in that marketing.
Yes. I'm a non-contrarian.
It would probably be manager. Non-conforming, but yet still enjoyable.
That box just reeks of masculine energy. Let's just take it down a notch a little bit.
Let's put the white box.
I need a safe space. I need a safe space.
Oh, Buffy. It's such a great idea.
Yeah. Anyway,
sorry.
So as opposed to that non-Maduro,
where are we at here? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
this is the Habano.
The classic Habano. Sorry, wrong one.
What sucks
is that they have their own factory. Like, you have your own factory at your disposal. And I want more from this company. Like, I want to try other offerings that they have just to see.
Well, the Royal Habano I liked.
Yeah.
But the classic Habano
I didn't like it. I liked the Royal one.
The Royal was okay. Pretty good.
Yeah.
The classic, not so much.
It just wasn't it for me. What are we gonna give it? We're gonna give it a 2.
Dos.
Yeah. Now again, we're ripping on them, but you know what? Somebody out there likes these cigars.
Banned once again.
Well, and here's the other thing. I feel like I'm buying.
That's mascara, makeup. Right?
Yeah, it's like
it's a pretty box.
Go with your heels for the chicken box.
I feel like I pull this out of my purse, number one.
Yeah. I think.
I'm glad you finally became public with that.
I think if they took 50%
with an R.
I think if they took 50% of the budget for marketing and put it into 50% more of blending.
No. If they took all that money and they put us on a G700 jet to go down, to Esteli, for us to go and visit another factory that was making better cigars, That would work.
That would work. Bam. That would work. We would do that. Just don't crash the jet.
Just because we love you. We would do that.
That's right. Anyway, so that we got one more cigar to go over that and then some more banter. But before we get into that, how's everybody's weeks? The ice storm got you down?
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
everybody good? I mean, you know, it took a while to recover, but I think we're doing better than most.
Yeah, Mike was in a hard place at his house, all that tequila and...
Yeah.
I was trapped, you know,
all that rum.
All the good liquors, you know.
Yeah.
Yes. It was really horrible.
Difficult, huh?
Very difficult.
I feel really sorry.
When I saw the first pizza truck go up, where I'm like on a 45 degree hill. And so when I saw the first pizza delivery, you know, tread by our house, I was like, oh, hey, it must be clear.
You know. 2 weeks later, right?
Yeah, about 10 days later, we finally, you know, got out of the driveway.
Did you ever lose power, Mike?
For about 16 hours.
16? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, not too bad. And it flickered on and off. I will tell you that it went off like the next morning. I was sitting there with coffee and I was reading something, I think, phone or laptop, and the power just went down and I was like, oh
that's so inconvenient.
Oh,
you know, there's people out
and
there
and then you have no idea when it's gonna come
so
back
he never
on,
got to finish Dancing with the Stars is that's what right. he's telling us.
Well, you know,
he really not
didn't the get Biggest to, Loser finale season 12
Lego Masters,
you know. Okay. Again,
hey, I like Lego Masters if you guys haven't seen that. That's fun. Yeah,
it's terrible.
Maybe they can make a better cigar out of Lego.
There you go.
We'll be right back, folks.
Lego cigar.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads.
Hello, welcome back. We are reviewing the Fairman Perez cigars. We just got done reviewing the Classic Habano and gave it a 2. And Robert here is going to go over the Esmeralda with us.
All right. The Esmeralda, Connecticut was created in the heart of Little Havana, where coffee, cigars, and conversation define culture. This blend reflects the roots, classic, expressive, and layered, designed to honor tradition and offering quiet complexity. I think I read that right.
Are quiet, half the words quiet. Still put off on your screen?
Quiet.
Quiet.
Yeah. Quiet.
Yeah. Quiet on the set.
Shh, complexity. Shh.
Again, if you're taking bets, I'm 3 down, I think.
Yeah. I'll drink to that.
Personally crafted by Fairman Perez Jr., Esmeralda, Connecticut is a tribute to early blending inspirations rooted in Little Havana, morning espresso, evening pours, and timeless cigar rituals.
Timeless ritual.
What's this cigar
what's
ritual?
What's a timeless cigar ritual?
Not, is this like,
it's like
wait, the I know what it is.
Type
it,
stuff?
It's that every cigar that Rich smokes canoes because he smokes it too fast.
Okay. Rich smokes like a
that's
dang,
a timeless ritual.
Yeah. You do smoke fast. I've been telling you that for years.
What?
He's like, this just tastes burnt. And I look down, half of it's still a wrapper, the other half's burnt.
What do you mean you're not supposed to take the wrapper off?
Yeah.
So I'll say I did like this cigar when I lit it up. It was not bad.
This was my favorite cigar in the line. I'm going to give them some props here. So all these bads for one good, folks, and I'm going to tell you why.
But for me, construction was the issue.
Really?
Really.
I had the cigar started splitting. The ash would split apart. I was just, it was
How dare it?
And I backed off. I didn't pull a Rich. I tried to really kind of like
that's right.
like
that's
nurse right. that cigar.
I'm gonna and copyright.
You smoke it harder, it'll get better.
Right? more, I don't smoke fast. I smoke hard.
That's the Rich method.
I had a wonky smoke. Burn the entire time, and the cigar kept splitting. It never corrected.
I wish to register a complaint.
All right, so I had the complete opposite experience with a cigar. I found a little bit of complexity in this cigar. I think that it was blended well. My construction issues from the other ones were not in this one. It's a cigar like this that gives me hope for a brand. With the Royal Habano being as good as it was, and this cigar being as good as it was for me, that gives me hope that they do know some of what they're doing. For me, that's helpful because we can sit here and talk shop all day long, but if you're not learning from things and moving forward, then you're just spinning your wheels, right?
Interesting. So I'm right in between you guys. I didn't have any construction issue with any of these cigars. They were all, well made, well rolled. I found this one a little heavy on the leather.
Are you sure it wasn't the leather you were wearing?
Oh, God, I may have been. Could have been my pants caught on
your
fire.
Your ball gag.
am I supposed to take that out before I smoke?
Oh, there's a hole in it. That's for the cigars.
But I found it just kind of so-so, kind of medium, middle of the road flavoring. Just not a lot of complexity to it.
I'm over here debating: do we pick up twice as many Canadian listeners, or we lose them after they, comment?
Oh, which one, no. The ball gag?
Yeah,
oh, right.
No. It's cold take up off,
there.
Eh?
Listen, it's cold up there. They're into all that stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, right. Just slap a maple leaf on that ball gag, and they're all for
that's
it.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Just sing "O Canada" while you're wearing it. But no, that's good though. So there's three different outlooks on the same cigar, you know.
Yeah,
and I think that's
bad.
Important.
Wasn't bad. I'd smoke it again. Definitely.
I would definitely smoke this cigar again.
Yeah,
I would like to try it again. I would definitely like.
Yeah, I mean, and we talk a lot about on this show, you know, especially with construction issues. These are handmade.
Yeah.
Any type you're dealing with a handmade product, you're going to get variants and. Construction.
Go listen to Cigar 101.
You got a bad one. About. You know. Yeah. So yeah, absolutely try it again.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. I'm sorry.
Quit clicking the pen, Rich. It's on the star audio. He's talking with his hands over here.
You know.
Anyway. So overall about the line, what do you guys think about
can
the
we
overall?
Rate this one?
Yeah, we're gonna rate this one. I guess it's gonna get a 3.
All right.
What did you guys overall think about this presentation wise? Tell me your brand thoughts.
So marketing, the look of the, you know, each cigar comes in its own little makeup box, whatever you want to call it, mascara box. I'm not a big fan of that. I guess
it's in
works.
A box, it's in a wrapper, in a box.
Pick one, a wrapper
or a box.
And I mean, that's fine, whatever. It's just not something that
reminds
sell
me
of
that episode we did. How many bands can you put on a cigar?
Oh, yes. Well, that's
five is the number.
Yeah, five is the number.
Why put a band on it when you can just put the whole thing in a box, right?
Yeah.
The next thing you know, they're going to start waxing the end of the box. I don't know.
They're going to dip it in wax. So you can't.
I think
open
they're
it.
Just going to stop using a wrapper and just start using bands.
Well, you know, when I see something
the
like
glue
this,
off of this one is really awesome.
Yeah. I really like the ink they use.
That's right.
The way the gold foil kind of curls up there, that is what I'm talking about.
The horse they used to make the glue was a...
So presentation-wise, it's the Vans are very appealing. Like presentation-wise,
I think
the color coordination is awful.
Little confusing.
It's confusing. And then like we spent 10 minutes arguing about was there a green label or not. Of course, there was a green label, like I said. These colorblind guys over here is like, that's black.
Shut up, Grandpa.
Yeah, that's right. I said it. Robert, what do you think?
So, you know, there's a saying about prostitutes. The higher the gloss, the cheaper the quality.
That's right. Who told you that?
And I think
my grandmother used to say.
Yeah.
I think there was a lot of gloss on this line.
Lipstick on a pig, huh? But
no, like I said, when I look at something like that, I go, what are they hiding? Or what are they making up for? And why am I paying for, when I buy a stick, what am I paying for? Am I paying for the box? Am I paying for the packaging? Or am I paying for the tobacco inside?
You bought a stick. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, like I always say.
What do you always say, Michael?
MOON. That spells cigar. You guys don't remember that.
No, man. I don't.
Stephen King's The Stand.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man, that's sorry. Funny. Anyway, regardless, try it for yourself, folks. If you don't have to take our advice or our word. We're just some guys in a trailer.
Did you guys have any interesting pairings with this line?
No.
No.
Mine was just paired with disappointment. But
wait, was it early or mid morning?
It was
disappointment?
Cold disappointment. It was cold.
You didn't have a limited feeling portfolio.
Yes.
Is that like an
attitude? If you had an unlimited personal feeling, then you would have been just right there.
Well, listen, go try it for yourself, and I want to thank everybody for coming today. Good old boy Mike, thanks for sitting in.
Hey, thanks for joining us for this episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Come back, enjoy another exciting episode, and I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good old boy Rich.
Hey, I'm just glad to be here, and don't take our word for it. Man, go out and try these things. Let us know what you think, especially if you disagree with us.
Yeah.
Hey, we're open.
Put it in the comment section. Mike likes to argue in comment sections.
Yeah, he'll send you an NDO. Boy,
Robert?
Words trouble me.
Yeah, we know. And this is good old boy Barger telling you to keep on smoking. And hey, if you like what we're doing, you need to go check out our previous cigar reviews on the previous episodes. Just look us up on any of the platforms that we're on and just pop them in.
I think we could go for a new stage name for Rich, Canoe Master.
Ooh.
Canoe Man.
Canoe. Ooh,
yeah.
Canoe Man.
That could work.
Yeah.
Canoe
it's like
man.
My new,
think about it.
Own it.
It's my trail name.
Hey, don't let us make
your
fun of
Aboriginal
you.
Name?
Yeah.
Man who wore canoe.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.